Markets, Marketplace Tech for Friday the 5th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We've been reporting this week that the federal government wants to spend $100 million to unravel the complex circuitry of the human brain. Someone else who's been thinking a lot about the brain is a guy I've wanted to speak with for a long time, the legendary inventor and futurist Ray Kurzweil. He's done pioneering work in optical character readers, flatbed scanners, electronic keyboards for musicians, and beyond. Kurzweil has thought a lot about ways that technology and human beings are becoming more intertwined. And his latest book is called How to Create a Mind. He tells us about an irony. While the brain's work is complex, it's based on simpler components.
There's tremendous interchangeability. So one region which generally recognizes very simple visual features like the crossbar to a capital A, what happens to it in a congenitally blind person who's not getting any visual images, it actually gets harnessed by the frontal cortex, which deals with very high-level concepts like humor and beauty, and starts to deal with high-level concepts in language. So the brain is complicated, but it's not a level of complexity that we are unable to understand.
But it's such a fascinating conclusion that you come to, this idea that the brain isn't so crazy complex that we can't try to find artificial ways to emulate it.
The complexity of the connections actually comes from the complexity of our own experience, because it's not only does our brain create our thoughts, but our thoughts create our brain, this hierarchy, which starts with very simple visual and auditory features and goes all the way up to humor and beauty and irony. We create those connections, you know, from the moment we're born or even earlier. So it's true you are what you eat, but it's even more true that you are what you think. And our ability to see inside a living brain is growing exponentially. And then we can use that information to create these biologically inspired models and, you know, build intelligent machines.
Many of us are getting worse at certain mental tasks because of technology. We may not remember facts like we used to.
This controversy existed when I went to college. There were these little devices that looked like cell phones that are called calculators. And these are properly brain extenders. We are much smarter than we were, you know, decades ago. 1,000 years ago, we couldn't reach the fruit hang from a higher branch, so we created a tool to extend our physical reach, and we now extend our mental reach. And we ultimately will very directly make ourselves smarter by putting computers directly in our brains.
Well, in fact, you project this forward. You think a crucial part of what our brain does now could live in remote computers, the so-called cloud.
We'll have nanobots in the 2030s that are small enough to go through the capillaries and put our biological neurons on the cloud. And just like right now, if you do a complex search or a language translation, your cell phone goes out to the cloud. It doesn't happen in that device. Our brains will be able to directly go out to the cloud. And that synthetic neocortex extender will be faster, we'll be able to back it up, we'll even be able to download knowledge to it. You know, all that information in neocortex, and it's not a metaphor, there's really information there, is not backed up today. That's pretty frightening.
Inventor, technologist Ray Kurzweil, his latest book is How to Create a Mind, The Secret of Human Thought Revealed. Mr. Kurzweil, thank you.
My pleasure. Enjoyed it.
Ray Kurzweil is holder of the National Medal of Technology and Innovation, America's highest honor in tech. He's now director of engineering at Google. You can hear an extended version of the interview along with Kurzweil's current thoughts on the singularity, the convergence of humans and machines. It's at marketplacetech.org. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.